Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Right Minded Gains, the Common Sense Approach to Health and Fitness. Today, I wanted to discuss something a little bit interesting and something that I think is very important, and that is looking the part, but not really knowing much. Now, what does this mean? So, over the years, pretty much in every single gym I've ever walked into in my life, and I'm sure most people can agree to this, you'll see someone that looks incredible. You know, I mean, they have that look that the average person wants. They got the abs, they have the big biceps, you know, they look like they're in amazing shape, you know, all these things, right? And that's fine, that's all fine and dandy, and that's great. And then you watch them, you know, perform their movements. Let's say you're new to the gym and, you know, you see this person that looks like they're in incredible shape, so you want to sort of follow them and see what they're doing, so that way you can emulate it and potentially get those type of, results. Well, a lot of times when you watch people like this, they tend to not know what the hell they're doing. Now, I see this, like I said, all the time, and I recently saw this at my gym, where this middle-aged gentleman, if I had to guess, he's in his 40s somewhere, looks incredible, super shredded up, great physique, the whole nine yards. But then I watched him perform these different exercises, and when I say the form was dog shit, that's an understatement. Now, why is this a problem? Because, like I said, in the gym you have a lot of people coming in who are brand new, who are, you know, maybe very out of shape, and they're goal from coming to the gym is to get that look. It's for aesthetics. It's to look great, maybe not necessarily feel great, but to look great. They want to get their six-pack and whatever else, you know? So then they would, more than likely, watch someone like this guy perform his exercises and emulate that and copy him. And sooner or later get some sort of serious injury, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the guy that I'm thinking of right now has had a lot of injuries over his life, based off of the things I saw. And this is a problem, because people seem to forget about learning the basics and learning the technique and learning the proper form for all these movements before they just go in and hop on and try to lift as much weight as they can, thinking, well, if these guys are doing it, then obviously it'll work for me. If that guy is shredded up with a six-pack and big shoulders, and he's throwing the weight around like that, obviously he's doing something right, so I guess I should do that too. And that's where we come into all kinds of dangerous territory. People are going to get injured. Once you're injured, good luck coming back to the gym, especially if it's a bad injury. Especially if you're someone that's new to it and already was, you know, hesitant to come in, and then you injure yourself, forget it. You're never going to see that person there again. And we don't want that. We want people to be healthy. We want people to live longer, to be stronger, to be more, quote, fit. Fit doesn't mean having a six-pack. It doesn't mean having big shoulders. It doesn't mean, you know, being shredded up and having the biggest biceps. It means to be healthy for you. Now, that could be different for everyone. That is different for everyone, not could be. That is different for everyone. Everyone will respond differently to different things, and everyone has their own, you know, I don't know what to call it, but, the right size for them. And, you know, there's a range for everyone to be in, whether that be in their weight and in their body fat and so on and so forth. Excuse me, but the point is, we can't forget about the basics. We can't forget about learning how to perform these movements rather than just jumping in and going after it. You know, take your time. Take your time to learn the movements that you're going to perform. Take your time to research. Ask the trainers at your gyms. Ask people that you know that have been working out for years that have had no injuries, you know. don't just jump into it because you see someone that looks incredible that you want to, you know, maybe copy or whatever, not really knowing what their background is, not really knowing if they've had injuries. All you see is what they look like. You don't see what's going on the inside. Just because they look great on the outside doesn't mean they're healthy. Health does not mean having a six-pack or something of that nature. And, you know, you really should just learn to take your time. Don't just jump into it. And listen, I'm not saying that if your goal is aesthetics, that's a bad thing. I would say the majority of people get into fitness because they want to look good. And that's great. I think that's a great thing, you know. The more people that are into it, the better for everyone. But you should be into it for the right reasons. It should not be simply for aesthetics, in my opinion. I think you should have a greater goal. You know, let's say you're someone that wants to compete or something like that. Then that, you know, that's a short-term goal. So, you know, you'll go for those aesthetics. You'll bust your ass and diet hard and get as lean as you can or whatever it may be. Or if you're trying to, you know, do like a lifting meet and you have to get as strong as you can, that's fine. Those are short-term goals. But the long-term goal should be longevity and overall health. Don't just jump into it expecting to be shredded in 6 months and expecting to be jacked in 6 months and expecting to look just like the next guy who looks amazing by copying what they do. Take your time, learn the fundamentals, learn the basics, don't rush it, and think of this as the rest of your life. That's what this is. This is the rest of your life. This is a long journey for you. You want to be doing this forever. The second you fall off is the second you can get injured, the second you can get unhealthy, the second you can become obese. It's the second all kinds of things can happen. And we don't want that for anyone. We want everyone to be as strong, as healthy, and as positive and as wonderful as they can be. And that's really the message for today. It's just, don't just jump into it because you see someone that looks great and assume they know what they're talking about. Take your time, do your research, look into the movements, don't rush into it, don't just follow any jabroni out there, and, you know, work at it. This is, like I said, this is something forever. You're not going to know all the movements in one day. You're not going to perfect the gym in one day. It can take months, years, it can take a lifetime. You know, I'm 6 years in and I'm still learning things every single day. And I can say people I know that have been in the game for 20 years, I'm sure they're still learning things every single day. There's always something more to learn. There's always somewhere that you can improve. And that's what we want. We always want to be learning. We always want to improve. Anyways, that's it for today. Take care, guys.